Thank you. Okay, let me go over a couple of the points. What we're learning now is a couple of these sodos, which I think will take us a lot further in understanding the depth of this, but how things work in the Bria. That's what we're going to hear, how things work. It's like, what's the schematic of the entire Bria? So what we're talking about at the beginning of the week is that when we say Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevaras La'olam Olamei Omaya, so the Kavana is that according to Master Vitri, Toisa Springs, the Yehei Shmei, Yehei Shem Hashem, Shem Kof, Shem Yud He. It's pointed out that none of the Siddurim doesn't say Shem Yud He. Okay, that's a question of the Siddurim, not a question of me. Toisa says that Yehei Shmei is not just his name, but it's Yehei Shem Ka. The Ka, Yud He, that particular name, or the beginning of the Yud Ke Vav Ke, right, which is the explicit name, is the highest place. What that means is that if you'll examine the names of Hashem, you know, so what you'll see is that it goes Yud He Vav He. That's the way it works. And the Vav He, which is the second part of that Shem, has to do with this world. And the Yud He, which is the first part of this world, is the first part of creation, the higher part, if you will, has to do with the before creations. Therefore, we say, B'yah Hashem Tzur Olamim, that with the Yud He, Hashem created the world. That's like the name of creation. Elohim is already, Midas Hadin is already in this world, Rages Bar Elohim. That's way after. But when we're talking about the Shem Yud He, we're always talking about a higher world before the whole world was created and formed. It's important to understand this. This comes up all the time, that what the different shemas of Hashem is. We're not Mekubalim here, but Lefi Mashi Yodenu Maseges, what we need to understand is the Yud He refers to a higher world, the world of creation, creation of Olam Hazeh, creation of Olam Haba, Ki Biyah Hashem Sur Elamim. When we talk about Amalek, we talk about what was the damage that Amalek did, not just that they were a bunch of anti-Semites, which they were, and like these Nazis, but besides for that, Kiyad, besides for that, the Torah says, Kiyad Al-Kes Yah, Milchama L'Hashem Ba'Amalek, that there's a different spiritual dimension to the problem of Amalek. It's not just that, you know, they're going to, Chas V'Shalom, you know, create gas chambers, it's just... It's we're talking about on a spiritual level that their hand, Kiyad al Kes Yah, that there's this Yah, which is, I'm using the explicit names for educational purposes. Don't try this at home. when there's the Shem Yud He, which nobody reaches, and Amalek reached, Kiyad al Kes Yah, they put their hand out, Milchama la Hashem ba Amalek, and this is. The Amalek had this koach of fighting with the whole involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. The involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world would be the Vav He, correct? Yud He, Vav He. No, we're stuck at the Yud He, meaning the involvement is not there. So we need to, by Timcha as Zecher Amalek, where Hashem says even on himself, Machai Emcha as Zecher Amalek, that by getting rid of that hand, it's like an eclipse of the Yud He of Hashem. So then there's Hashkacha practice in this world. By the way, if this sounds esoteric, I could explain it to you in a very simple way. That what Amalek did was they said, like, everybody was all taken with the miracles of Hashem, the Kriyas Yamsuf, the Aser Rakos. Everyone was all taken with this. Well, right? There's Hashem. Yesh Hashem Bekir Beit. And Amalek came along and said, no, like, this can be explained by nature, this can be explained, you know, the Klal Yisrael is not untouchable, we could do a war with the Jewish people. Shrek Sechlish. Like, it's not the end of the world, you know, like, you know, we still have a Shlita in this world. This is not Star Wars, you know, like the powers of darkness against the powers of light. That's not what we're talking about. In other words, what they did is they pushed away what was obvious, what was common understanding, that Hashem is involved in the world. That's the way it was. Hashem was in Gan Eden. It was obvious that Hashem was in Gan Eden until it wasn't obvious, and Adam and Chava were hiding from Hashem in Gan Eden. But until they were hiding, it was obvious that Hashem is in this world. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Milchama LaHashem BaAmalek. The Rashi says it clear that the Kiyano case is called Ein Ha Shem Shalem. Think about it for a second. It's so clear. Ein Hashem Shalem. What's missing in the shame? Vav, hey, right? Ein Hashem Shalem. So what does that mean? Ein Hashem Shalem. What do they do to the shame Hashem? Meaning, yes, there's a Yud Kei, but where's the Vav Kei? There's no involvement of Hashem in this world. That's what the Vav Kei stands for. Ein Hashem Shalem, Ve'ein HaKisei Shalem. Yad Al Kase, instead of Kisei, Ka, instead of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So what we're talking about here is Ein HaKisei Shalem, which I want to explain today. What does that mean, Ein HaKisei Shalem? What does that even mean? But it all of a sudden went from a Kisei to a case, taking the Aleph out. So that's the Amalek. You know the Zohar says that Amalek brought out a certain klipa, if you will, called the klipas chutzpah. Klipas chutzpah was Amalek. It was a chutzpah. Like everybody's afraid of Hashem. Everybody's afraid of Klal Yisrael. We're not afraid. That's chutzpah, right? It's chutzpah. That chutzpah gave the world the nerve to deny Hashem's involvement in the world. So what we're talking about when we talk about Mechias Amalek, when we talk about Zechiras Amalek, why is this also important? What we're really talking about with all of this is Vav Kei. What we're talking about is Hashem involved in this world. That's what we're talking about. So that's Yesod Aleph that we learned, and I just wanted to make it clear. When did Amalek attack us? Exactly when the Bnei Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ein Hashem Bekirbeinu. So they said, Ein Hashem Bekirbeinu, like, what's going on? We're going out to the desert. Ein Hashem Bekirbeinu, what are we going to eat? Who's going to protect us? Well, the minute they said, Ein Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei Bekirbeinu, so Amalek said, I'll show you what not Bekirbeinu means. Milchama LaHashem BaAmalek. And Amalek came and they attacked.
Amalek must have been, when Amalek touched the Kei Vav Kei, must have been very spiritual, Rishar.
Esav. Esav.
And we say they're affecting
Ish
the Jews.
Sada in the field.
And we say they're affecting the Jews, and that's what's connecting up the Pesach.
Both ways. There's a Machai Emche and Machai Timche. In other words, there's the whole mechanism. But again, like it's they change the attitude of the world. That's what I'm saying. Point B with the Yud Hey that I spoke about was. That same Tosfos speaks about is Tefillah in Aramaic. So Tefillah in Aramaic, we always say Shelo Yiskanu Hamalachim, so that the Malachim shouldn't be jealous of us. It's a very strange concept. I pointed out, like, all of a sudden the Malachim are jealous of us. Sometimes we're inviting the Malachim, like it comes to a bris, we say Leo Malach Abrizu, Malach Rafael is there. You know, we say Kriya Shema Alamita Malach Shalom Aleichem Malach Yashar. What are we, all of a sudden we're politics with the Malachim, Kino with the Malachim. So the answer to that I explained, which I think is Emes Amitoi, is that we don't have politics with the Malachim as long as the Olam is Kimin Hagai Hoylech. So Hashem created a Bria. The Bria is Bria Atzilus Bria Yitzira Asiya. The Malachim are doing their job. We're doing our job. Everything's doing. Hashem's doing his job. Kivyachol. Everything's going kiseder, and nobody's stepping on anybody's toes, right? So this is like an important thing that nobody's stepping on anybody's toes. Malachim are careful with each other. That's Rafal. I'm in charge of Rafua. Don't get involved here with the Malachim of us. That's your job is to be Rofe, not to be Hore. And Malachim of us, don't start being Marapa people. Like the Malachim are very careful. And Klal Yisrael, as Reb Tzadok says in the Ramchal, says for instance, Lashon of the Ramchal, there's no difference between a Malach and a person. Ella, that a person has Bechira Chavshus and a Malach doesn't. We're all busy bees, workers for the Kavod Hashem in this world. So there's no difference. So there should be no politics as long as nobody's stepping on everybody's toes. You know how it works. Like if you have a well-greased machine, everybody's doing their job and everybody's cooperating, and it's a. But the moment somebody tries to do somebody else's job, right? Do we see this? The minute somebody tries to do somebody else's job, a chaos, because he's doing a good thing. Doing a good thing. What could be wrong with doing a good thing? Doing a good thing, you think you're doing a good thing, but you don't have all the background and the kavod for the person who's doing what they're doing. So everybody means well, but so this is the same thing. Everything has to go. The most sophisticated clock is much less than the sophistication of the bria. Then we're told that we can, at times. Ein mazal Yisrael, you know, like we can go above the mazalis. That's a going out of the box, out of the system. We can go above the malachim, out of the system. Well, this is what our humanity takes us to, our Bechira Chafshis takes us to. We go higher and higher and higher. And along the way, as we're shooting up to the top, all the malachim are saying, what's going on over here? who put you in charge over here? And so Moshe Rabbeinu comes up to the Shemaim on Har Sinai, and the malachim start screaming, "Mali Yeludisha, boy, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? You're a human. You're a mortal. What are you doing here?" And Hashem said, "You need to answer them. What you're doing here?" So we go. The mazalos could have the same taina. They're there to control things. The malachim have the taina. Higher malachim, and then we go all the way to the top. The top is called in Hashem Hashem Yud Hey. So we're going straight up to the Yud Hey, to the Hashem Hashem. Whenever we do that, to avoid politics, we go Aramaic, because it's Aramaic, we don't have to be in the face of the Malachim. For whatever reason, Malachim don't understand Aramaic, probably don't understand English either, but they speak Lashon HaKodesh, that's the language of the Bria. So to avoid that politics, so to speak, we speak in Aramaic. So therefore, I'll give you a perfect example of this. Brich Shmei Debari Alma. We're talking Brich Shmei, what does Shmei mean? Shev Yud Hey. So it has to be in Aramaic. But the Brich Shmei has unbelievable powers. That's something like, you should always say Brich Shmei with a lot of, say every word and say the Kavanah, that should be said slowly. That shouldn't be a blah, 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 Brich Shmei. It's more important than Vayehi Mitzaharo that everybody sings, and it's more important than everything. The Brich Shmei is a very important skill. We say it when the Arad is open. It's not the Pshat we say when the Arad is open. We open the Arad to say Brich Shmei. It's a tremendous kavanah. What's the kavanah of Brich Shmei Debar Elba? Look at the words next time. It's Brich. Say we're Bevarach Shem Yud Hey. We're with this. We're going straight up to the Shem Yud Hey. We're going straight above the Malachim, above the Oil of Yitzira, above the Oil of. We're going all the way up. How high can we go? We can go up to the world of Bria Kisah Kavod, which because Rabbi Tzilk asked me to explain it, I'm going to. But that's why Brich Shmei is in Aramaic. Has to be in Aramaic. Why is Kaddish in Aramaic? Because we're going Yehei Shmei. Whenever you're talking about Shmei, whenever you're going to the Yud Hey, you're going above all of the world. Has to be in Aramaic. Or the words of the Kaddish, La Olam Ul Olmei Omaya. I should say it the other way. La Olam Ul Olmei Omaya. So the point is, we're going through all of the different worlds, three worlds. The Chazal say the world of Olam, the world of Olmei, which is two worlds, which is Bria and Yetzirah, Olmaya, to this world. So we're surpassing all of the systems. Protexia, we're going around. When you do protexia, as I said last time, or as my father used to say, Red Yiddish, like you don't talk, Right, they're familiar with the. I remember when I lived in Australia, good bush. I lived in Australia, so it was a long trip, Australia to New York, a long trip, 24 hours by the time you get to Hawaii, New Zealand, and the Fiji Islands, and every place where you need to stop. Australia, so I had a friend, the Balavayas in Talbot, so he had a connection with the airport, so he said, when you go there, they'll upgrade you to business class. This was like Gan Eden, because to sit for 24 hours in a coach seat was it's a difficult thing, you know, and I got to speak right off the plane. So I said, okay, so when I get to the airport, who should I talk to? No one. Don't say a word. You're going to get to the counter, you know, and they're going to say, you're going coach. I mean, you know, they'll give you a word. Don't say a word. You're going to get to security. Don't say a word. You're going to get to the desk. Don't say a word. You get on the plane. Don't say a word. Your seat will be in business class. Sucknish, give it, red Yiddish. You know, and I didn't believe it, really. This was not points here. So this was protexia, you know. Like he had a, so, and I went all the way, and I'm sitting in the back row of the plane, coach in front of the bathroom. Okay, this guy has chaloy voice. And just before the plane take off, so he says, excuse me, sir, we'd like to reseat you in the run. All of a sudden, I'm not in business now. First class. First class. And it was a good outlet, you know. Now, if I would have said a word, would have ruined the whole thing. So this is the pshat. And we speak Aramaic, Brich Shmei, Kaddish, a lot of things like that. We speak, we do Aramaic. Don't talk, because we're going against the system, if you will. And we're going, and whenever we're doing that, you'll see we're going up to the Shem Yud Hey. I want to speak more about the Yud Hey when we do the Haggah, because that's why Yud, why Hey. This is very, very deep and very, very beautiful how that worked. But let's do Reb Yitzchak's request for a minute, saying that, okay, El HaShem Sholem, El HaKisei Sholem. Amalek blocks both the Shem HaShem, there's no Vav Hey, and there's no Kisei, it's a case. There's no Aleph. What happened to the Aleph of the Kisei? What does Amalek have to do with the Kisei? And we said, flippantly, well, the Kisei HaKavod is, here's what we know with the Kisei HaKavod. Number one, it's another world, it's another word for the world of Bria. Remember, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya. Another word for that is Kisei HaKavod. That's where we get to. In other words, when we're surpassing the malachim, we're surpassing everything, we get to the world of Bria. So you could say we're getting to the world of the Kisei HaKavod, synonymous, if you will. We also know about the Kisei HaKavod, that the Kisei HaKavod is the world of neshamas. That's where neshamas are created, in the Kisei HaKavod. And particularly the world of neshamas of tzaddikim, Gnuzais tachas kisei hakavod. They're begniza under the kisei hakavod. Mazot Oberet. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a number of chafetz chaims in his bin, and whenever the generation needs one, he releases one, and he keeps them gnuzais tachas kisei hakavod. He keeps them stored in a special safe tachas kisei hakavod. And when the world needs a tzaddik, there is a tzaddik. Always been, never been a generation where there wasn't the tzaddik, you know. Big politics amongst us, who that may be, but you know, it's a very interesting thing, by the way. Like when you get to the real tzaddik, there's talking no controversy. I never heard there was politics around the Chafetz Chaim, you know, politics around Hillel. Once he became the Nasi, it was the Nasi, you know. There's you know, some rise above, just like we could rise above, you know, like they just rise above it. So that's but we really don't understand. What does it mean? The Kisei, the Neshamas, the world of Bria. So let me explain a little bit. Kisei HaKavod. It'll be what we can understand. Look, the Bracious, Ms. Maver, etc. Bracious bar lekim es hashamayim beis ha'aretz. That's in Bracious 1:1. V'ha'aretz ha'isas sayhu v'avayhu v'chayshech ha'pnei tahayim. The world was tayhu v'avayhu, dark. V'ruach ha'lekim, ruach ha'lekim, merachefes ha'pnei hamayim. That is our proof text this morning. The Ruach Elohim Merachefes Apnei Hamayim. Simple translation, Gil?
Spirit of Hashem, the Ruach of Hashem, is hovering above the water.
hovering above the water.
Is that our ruach?
Huh?
Is that where our, when we said ruach, Elohim, is that, does that mean our ruach?
That's the kikakabon.
Okay. Obviously. Look, Rashi. Ruach Elohim merachefes, as Rashi, as Gil says, kisei hakavod. Oymed ba'avir. Kisei hakavod, oymed ba'avir. It's Rashi, on Chumash, not the Arizal. Kisei hakavod, oymed ba'avir. He doesn't need this pshat. Ruach Elohim merachefes al habayim, everybody's happy. He doesn't need this, don't get so happy. Kisei hakavod, oymed ba'avir. Umerachef apnei hamoyim beruach piv shel hakadosh baruch hu. Here's a Rashi.
And Rashi doesn't even say it's a medrash. Rashi's mashma that this is the pshat. There's other places before and after.
No medrash here. No gemara. Nothing. In fact, it isn't.
Huh?
I found the Yerushalmi. He doesn't quote. Ubimamaroi. Baruch Piv Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ubimamar, right? I read that. And the Ruach Elohim is the Kisei HaKavod. And the Kisei HaKavod, Pshat, Moshe says, right? Pshat. The Kisei HaKavod is Oymed Ba'avir. So here's the Bria, Hashem just made the Bria, and here's the Kisei HaKavod. Umarachef Al HaBria. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Rachiv al pnei amoyim, beruach piv shal kadosh baruch hu ba mamore. Asar mamore, nivra olam. Hashem created the world with dibur. That dibur is hovering over the water. Ki yona hamrachefes alakim, like a yona, like a dove. Yes, and Shul, we just spoke about the dove. Ki yona hamrachefes, which is marachiv. Ruach Elohim is a good mafarish. Merachefes al pnei amoyim. That's not a new dibur amaschil. Merachefes. Same thing. The same Rashi. Merachefes, hovering, as you said. What does merachefes mean? So Rashi says, kiyoina, how is the kisei hakavod hovering over the mayim? Like a yoina, hamrachefes al akein. And if you have a fancy chumash like mine, it says, here it doesn't say, it's, if you have a Mikrais Gedolus, it says, Chagiga Tezvav Amabez, or Tezayin Amadal. This is Rashi's Makor, Ki Yoinam Rachefes Alakein. Meaning he's trying to bring out, like a dove hovers over its nest, apparently. And so too.
Got the Nesher at the end of it.
Oh, so. Gil asked the question.
You're sharp today.
Gil asked the question. Why does Rashi have to go all the way to Chagiga Tazayin when it's a beforeish pasuk in Hazinu of Kenesher Yorikinoi Merachefes Al Goizalav Al Goizalav Yerachev Yerachev, same lashon of Yerachev. So if you want to understand, why does he have to bring a Gemara in Chagiga like it's like a Yona? Torah doesn't say a Yona is Merachev. Torah says a Nesher is Merachek. So why doesn't he just bring the Nesher? Why does he bring the Yon? That's Gil's question. Good question. Like, what's... What does it mean exactly that it's... Kisei HaKavod is hovering. Rashi wants to say, don't make a mistake. It's not hovering like an eagle. It's hovering like a dove. Get it? It's not hovering like an eagle. It's hovering like a dove.
Huh? Eagle
would be much higher, much higher. An eagle is a hunter, isn't it? The dove eventually sees a symbol of like end of machlokes or peace for the mammal.
So what's Chagiga Tazayin? Gemara says in Chagiga, Gemara mentioned many times. This will be the hint to the whole thing. The Gemara there says, Arba nichnasu lapardes. That's the Gemara that it's referring to. So, Arba nichnasu lapardes, Rabbi Kiva, Ben Zoyma, Ben Azai, Elisha, Ben Avuya, Acher, went to the pardes. Anazai mace, it's chazal. Anazai died from the experience. Ben Zoyma nifka, Ben Zoyma apparently lost his mind from the experience. Acher, Elisha ben Avuya became Acher. Kitzeitz ben Atiyos became an apokaris. And Rabbi Kiva nichnas b'shalom v'yatza b'shalom tzaddik. Rabbi Kiva, not the Benazai wasn't a tzaddik. Soyd Hashem l'reyav, that's Benazai. But he was on a level where it was nichnas b'shalom v'yatza b'shalom. He may have made a mistake. I wouldn't have the guts to say this, but the Rama Mifano says he made a mistake taking in juniors into the siyas. This was very, very sophisticated. What was this Kabbalistic learning session about? Arba Nichnasula Pardes. The pshat is, the real pshat in that story is that the world is having, Chai Yisrael is having, Eretz Yisrael is having terrible, terrible Yisurim from the Romans. At that point of the Hadrian decrees, concentration camps and killing people. And it wasn't just a Xera on Tyre, it was the Hadrian decrees were worse than the original Romans. They were machir the Beis HaMikdash. It's like a war, of Titus, etc. The Hadrian decrees 70 years later, that was already, let's get rid of the Jews. That was already a Nazi formation, and they killed Rabbi Akiva, they killed. It was brutal. And the question was, why is Hashem doing this? Or the deeper question was, how could it be that the world is run by Hashem, and how could it be that just a few years ago we had a Beis HaMikdash and miracles even? How could it be that after all this time Eretz Yisrael, we're being thrown out? Where's Hashem? Like a where was God in the Holocaust type of a question. Rabbi Kiva took the closest Talmidim, the Gedolim, through a process of trying to understand the Pshat, the Remez, the Drush, the Soid, of where is Hashem, where is the Hashgacha practice. That is the importance of the background of the story of Arba Nichnasu L'Pardes. Now, it did not work out very well. It was not a successful mission. It was a Kabbalistic mission, but the Rabbi Kiva was good with it. But Acher was not good with it. What was the Nakuda here? It just, by the way, what I'm saying is pretty much in the Gemara. I'm not saying any like noob shot, you know. The pshat was that what it looked like, the Gemara speaks about matatroin and all kinds of things, like it's the agada to the skip and yeshivas. What it looks like to the unsophisticated viewer is that there's a world here and there's a world there. And what's happening of Hester Panim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has separated himself from the world. That's the way it looks. And when you take a really deep look at it, Elisha ben Avuya said, well, so if Hashem is no longer in the world, so I'm no longer in the game, and I'm not going to do mitzvah, I'm going to Torah. I know Torah. He knew Torah. He was the Gadol Hador. But it's not. Rabbi Meir, of course, held that you can't judge a person from, you know, it's like four people go through a concentration camp in the Holocaust, yeah? I mean, those who are old enough to know that people came out different. One came out a bigger maimon, one came out an apokaris. Like kachazah, like, you know. Now, you could always say, well, two people have the same experience, but even the ones that seemingly had the same experience, some got, chizuk, I guess is the wrong word for a bit, but some became closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and some became further, and some became terrible apokaris, kachazah. Like, different people reacted. That's the Arba Nichnasu L'Pardes, to try to understand that this was the worst time in history, maybe from then till the Holocaust, maybe it was the worst time for the Jewish people. Anyways, Ben Zoyma lost, couldn't reconcile. Kadosh Baruch was here, or there, like, where is the Hashgacha practice? Ben Azai died. Hitzitz v'meis. So the Gemara goes a little further, and I don't know if I mentioned this last time or not, but the Gemara goes a little bit further, a page later, and says that, okay, Ben Zoma was the one who was Nifka, kind of lost it. I don't know if that's what Nifka means, but that's the way people translate it. Nifka. It's Pogeya in him. So the Gemara says the story there of Yeshua ben Hanania was walking al gav echad bahar abayis. There was no, see, he walked on the harabayis, right? He went al gav echad bahar abayis, Yeshua ben Hanania. He was visiting, like, we go to the Kaisel, you know, like, he was visiting harabayis. It was destroyed. There was nothing on the harabayis. There were pillars, you know, half broken pillars, that kind of thing. And that's where he went to daven, to visit. And he sees Ben Zoma sitting on a pillar on the harabayis. So this is the Gemara story. And Ben Zoma looks deep in thought, out of it. And he said to him, Ben Zoma, what are you thinking about? What are you involved with here on the harabayis? So Ben Zoma told him that I'm thinking about the Mayim Elyoinim and the Mayim Hatachtoinim. Ve'ein bein zulazu el gimelat spois. And there's really the distance between the Mayim Elyoinim and the Mayim Hatachtoinim is gimelat spois. I think it's Rishonim if it's this way or this way, but it means a tefach. Gimelat spois is a tefach. So it's a tefach between the Mayim Elyoinim and the Mayim Hatachtoinim. Shenemar, as it says in the Torah, Ben Zoma said, you know, I can just see this, you know, you ask me. As it says in the Torah, this is the Gemara that Rashi is quoting. Rashi says from Ben Zoma, this is Ben Zoma, the Nifka, he's quoting, that Ki yoyna shim rachefes al boneho. That's what he says. That's what Rashi brings. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya looks at Ben Zoma and he says, Adayin ben Zoma bachutz. Which, again, is wrongly taken to mean like, he's out of it. Bachutz. He's like, I don't know what he's thinking about, what he's doing. He wasn't so bachutz. Let me just explain what I think. But I think, what the story is. You see, when you learn the story wrong, you say that Ben Zoma was talking about the closeness of the Mayim to the Mayim. Ein bein, Mayim helyonim l'mayim atachtonim, elegimul atzvayis vilvad. Like a yonim. Yoina. Truth is, from Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah's point of view, Gimelat Zmois is way too much. Because he says in the Yerushalmi brings the story, it says, Eino yela kamale nima, it's like a hair. Not a tefa, a hair, which is the smallest shear in the Torah. When you say a hair, when you want to say the small shear, you say kamale nima, like a hair. That's the width of it. You know, it's like, What Ben Zoma was claiming, what he was positing, was that why are we having, what did I learn in the Pardes? That why we're having so many tzaras? It's because there's Gimelat Zmois. It doesn't mean that there's no Hashem, and it doesn't mean Hashem's not watching the world, but there is a tefach between Mayim Elyonim and Mayim HaTachtonim, and that tefach is another way of saying it's not Malei Kol Ha'aretz Kivoydei. It's another way of saying that right now the Hester Panim is such that there's a separation and we're not seeing the Hashgacha Pratis that we saw, let's say, during the time of the Bais Rishon. We're not seeing that. That's what Ben Zoma was saying. This wasn't Mishigas. This was perhaps a wrong takeaway from the experience of the Pardes, who are we to even say these words, he's going to come to me in a dream tonight, and I'm going to be really sorry about this year. I'm just saying that the Zoyma's takeaway from it was, okay, why is there so many problems? Because there's Gimelet spice. And Rabbi Shulman Chananya says, Adayin ben Zoyma bachutz. Not that he's out of it. Adayin ben Zoyma bachutz, he's not chapping the Hashkacha Pratis of the Pnim. He's not getting the Pnim. You see, Rabbi Akiva Lishitasai, who was Nichnas B'Shalom, B'Yatza B'Shalom, he said, Kolman Da'avid Rachman Latava, there's no such thing as a lack of Hashkacha Pratis. You see, the question became, what is Hester Panim? What is Hester Panim? When Hashem is hiding from us, so it can be taken to one extreme of Elisha ben Avuya, well, he's just not here. Not involved with this world anymore. He went on to other important endeavors. He's just not here anymore. You know, in the 50s, there was a big movement called God is Dead. Like the God is Dead movement? He was there, he died. It was a big movement, a reform rabbi. So he wrote a book, and it became like really big. Okay, God is dead. You know, like this is an Elisha ben Avuya movement. It's the Elisha ben Avuya movement. It just okay, he was here. I literally, you know, but when I went through the parties with Rabbi Akiva, you know, and you know, look what he saw. He saw, for whatever it's worth, he said, I see that the Matatrain is a malach, the chief malach, right, is in charge, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yelled at the Matatrain. And said, why are you acting like you're in charge? It says back to our political issues. And like, yes, you're like you're in charge. Yeah, you know. And Hashem scolded the Matatrain. But that's what Elisha ben Avuya took away from it. Rabbi Akiva took the opposite lekach. You know, okay, sometimes there's Hester Panim, sometimes there's Gilui Panim, Aris Panim, but it's all Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere. There's no question about this. And Ben Azai and Ben Zoyma, who, by the way, were not the level of Elisha ben Avuya, and certainly not Rabbi Akiva, they, okay, Gimelet Spois, like it was Ben Zoyma was Gimelet, Adayin Ben Zoyma Bachutz, he doesn't understand yet, he doesn't understand. So I don't know, by the way, that Nifka means that he was Meshuga in any the Chazal say that he died shortly after this story. But I don't know that he was crazy. I think it's a wrong...
Be wounded?
Nifka was wounded. He was
affected his spirit.
Traumatized. That's what Nifka means. Traumatized, that's what it means. Pagia, exactly. Somebody's pogea in me, it hurts, you know, so he was nifka.
Physical health as well.
Yes, yes, and he died, you know, like, look, these were gedolim that were, they were the heart, they were the lave of Klal Yisrael. It wasn't, they felt every single pain of every single Jew, so it was nifka, you know, he was nifka, and he was standing by the Harabayas. So the the Harabayas, you know, where is the Shechina? Where is the Shechina? Is the Shechina here now that there's a Chorban Beis HaMikdash? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in this world anymore? How do you deal with that once there's a Chorban? You know, we're good without the Beis HaMikdash. We're happy, but at the time, I mean, these Gedolim, they couldn't understand. So it comes out, that's Rashi's Makar, that it's like a Yoinah. Now, on the other hand, but it's interesting that a Yonah, somebody said, I don't remember, I apologize, but the difference between a Yonah and a Nesher is a different type of merachefes. You can be merachef, you can be hovering in two different ways. So the Nesher, can Nesher ya'ir kinai. The purpose of the merachefes by the Nesher is to wake up. The Rashi says in Hazinu, mekashkesh be'ilonais. He's making a big racket up there because then the little yonah, the little baby eagles, they wake up, the eaglets, they wake up, and it's a gentle thing. He's not touching the yonah merachefes al bonal. Chazal say nageya ve'ena nageya. It's lashon of nageya ve'ena nageya. It's like a light touchdown. It's not up here. Did you say this? Something like this? Yeah. Like it's not up here like an eagle, which is in a different, not because it's soaring, But because this is the purpose of this is the relationship, if you will, between the eagle and the eaglets. A Yonah is much more edel, and its relationship is nogeya vein or nogeya. Like, it's not going to hurt the, you know, it's not going to be put weight on the nogeya vein or nogeya. It's there. So ruach elokim merachefes al pnei hamayim. So Rashi says, not like I could take you very just a few parshas away into Hazinu. I'm going to take you all the way to the Gemara Chagiga Tazayin and tell you that it's not like an eagle, which is kinesher yoyer kinoy. I'm going to take you all the way to the Gemara, which tells us it's kiyoyna shenageya ve'ena negeya. This is pshat in Rashi. So let's get clear here. What is Rashi explaining? Rashi is explaining how the relationship between the Kisei HaKavod and the world. The Kisei HaKavod, and this is the last, bear with me for two more minutes, and there's no clock here, so I can just keep on talking. What's the Kisei HaKavod? Fi Havanaseinu, Kisei HaKavod. A Kisei, Rashi says at the beginning of Perkavod, Yishayo, our Shabbos Rish Chodeh, Mafti, right? Koyomar Hashem Hashomayim Kisi Vaoretz Shomayim Kisi Vaoretz Hadoim Ranglo Veizeh Bayis Asher Tiv Nili Veizeh Makot Menuchasi, right? That's Yishayahu says. Kisei Beis Moishavos is Rashi. Meaning like this. Listen carefully, please. If you look at things in their scientific natural way, that which is on the bottom is holding that which is above it. And the chair that I'm sitting on right now, if you will remove it, I will fall on the floor. And if you will remove the floor, the chair and me will fall on the floor. That which is underneath is the yisoid. It's a basis, right? Even in halacha, that which is underneath is always, you can't have something be a basis l'davar aser if it's on top. A basis has to be, usually, a basis has to be a basis, basis, where the word basis comes from. It's a base. So the bottom naturally, this is physics basic, right? That which is on the bottom holds that which is above it. The floor is holding our seat. In Ruchnius, in the real world, it's B'diukafuch, Punkfarkert. The Arain, Arain, Noise, Es, Noise. How could it be? So we say, okay, well, there was a weightlessness to the R. Why was there a weightless? It's not that it was weightless. That doesn't say that. It just says that it was weightless. It says that it carried the people that were carrying them, because in the world of Ruchnius, we are carried, that which is on the bottom is carried by that which is above it. And what that means is that the world that we live in, which is the world of Asiya, is being carried by the world of Yetzira, which is above it, and the world of Asiya and Yetzira is being carried by the world of Briya Shehu Kisei HaKavod. The Kisei HaKavod is the Moshavoi Shalolam, says Rashi. That's the seat. When we say Kisei, we're not talking about the throne. You're imagining throne of Hashem. Forget about that. Let's forget about it. It's just childish. What we're talking about is a Kisei is the Moshav. The weight-bearing, is that the right word? The weight-bearing chair here, or the Moshav, that which is holding the weight of the entire world, is not Asiya holding Yetzira, Yetzira holding Bria, but it's Bria holding everything underneath it.
Suspension of bridge.
Okay. So, I knew we had somebody here. So the you understand what the lashon of Kisei HaKavod is? Kisei HaKavod is the base Moshavei Shalolam. That's Moshavei Shalolam. The Kisei HaKavod is holding it. What's in the Kisei HaKavod? Neshamos. You understand what it means? It means that the neshamos bifrat neshamos shel tzaddikim shegnuzos tachas Kisei HaKavod. That is the Moshav of the world. You think that the world is holding us? Our neshamos are holding up the world. You can't underestimate the neshaba of a Jew, or even another person, anything with a neshaba. That neshaba, you think that the word's walking around in your body. Your body is holding your neshaba. Fartrug the neshaba, like you're holding your heart or your brain. No. The neshaba is holding the person. The neshaba leaves, the person falls. Mm-hmm. right? the neshama, and where are these neshamas? The neshamas are b'kisei hakavod. That's the neshamas, b'frat the tzaddikim. B'frat, if you make yourself a tzaddik. This is carrying the entire world. It's carrying the entire world. It's so important. One more. Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Hamakom. Hamakom. Strange name. Ein ha'olam mekoymoi. Ein elohu mekoymoi shel olam. That's what Chazal say about the name Hamakom. Hamakom yirachem aleim. Hamakom yinachem eschem. This is the makom. What's the makom? The place has a makom. The world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in this world. Ein ha'olam mekoymoi. Where is God? In the world. No. Ha'olam mekoymoi. The world is being carried by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that the world is carrying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we'd like to think. We're in the world, we're carrying Hashem. No. Ein ha'olam mekoymoi. It's not like Hashem lives in the world. Hu mekoymoi shel olam. That which is all the way on top, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's mekoymoi shel olam. That's Sefartrak Davelt. You see, like, so it's the same thing. So when we're talking about getting right down or right up to the Kisei HaKavod, means getting right to the major support system. How does the world work? What's the real, like, you know, so you could have like this really sophisticated machine. It was a, you know, and while they're not looking, I just pull out the plug. Hey, what's going on? And the engineers come and they're fixing this and that, and I'm kind of the plug. We're getting to the source of it. So the Klal Yisrael, see, Amalek was pogeya, and he got so deep that he's blocking the Kisei HaKavod. He's not letting us go up to the Kisei HaKavod because he's saying Hashem's not in this world. That's what he's saying, not in this world. But we can go all the way up to the makom of the Kisei HaKavod. And that's where our neshamas are in the Kisei HaKavod. You see, the Gemara tells us that Menashe HaMelech was the Rasha of Rishayim, and the Malachim said when he wanted to do tshuva at the end, Malachim said, "No way, we're taking tshuva. He's a rotzeach. He killed people. He was a terrible person. Like, you know, like who's doing tshuva here? Rasha." Achachasar HaKadosh Baruch Hu chatira tachas Kisei HaKavod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a hole under the Kisei HaKavod and he grabbed him up. It's beautiful imagery. But what does it mean? It means to say, look, we're going around the other end over here. But you want to go first class? Zuckmishkin Vart, right? You can't say a word about this in the Malachim. So we daven in Aramaic, you know, like, so Hashem's telling Menashe, I'll take you through this, but quiet, you know, you're just don't talk Aramaic. because who's he fighting with, Hashem? He's fighting with the Malachim. Malachim are just doing their job. Because in the Teva Seder Abriya, the Malachim are in charge. But the point is this, the point is that Chosar Chatira Tachas Kisei HaKavod, by the way, to be Bedayik, Tachas Kisei HaKavod is the Malkum which is Genuzos El Tzadikim. That's where you put Menashe. Which Lelamdenu, the Koach of Tshuva.
Does this mean normal Tshuva goes through Malachim?
Tshuva is to avoid Malachim.
But
normal Tshuva goes through Malachim.
Normal Tshuva goes through Malachim.
Yes. So, you know, like we have to, like you have to know the Koach here, that we have the keys to go into the back room. Meaning, like, you know, we can really go above the whole thing. So that's the, as much as I'm able to explain, that is the Kisei HaKavod. That's the world of Bria. That's where we can go. That's why we daven in Aramaic. And that's what we're davening for whenever we say, Yehei Shem HaShem Yudkei Mevorach. We're saying the Shem Yudkei Brit Shmei Demari Alma Shem Yudkei. Where it means to say we're going all the way up and around and up to the world of Bria, because the world of Bria, turn it like an upside down tree, right? Like it's like in the programming, there's such a thing, right? Where the root is up there in the home, right? It's the root. The root's here, and everything comes out of the root coming down this way. That's the, I don't know why they hop that, but this is the Bria. that we're talking about, that you can go to the root. Root's called Kisei HaKavod because it's the base Moshavai Shel HaOlam. It's carrying the world, and I think I explained everything except for the Nefesh HaChaim, correct? Sunday, if all goes well, so we'll meet in our building on Dolev 2. If that's not the case, so you'll get a communication.
12.
Dolev 12. Is that what it is?
This sounds like the whole opening in the A at the top.
12 is the new building.
Bypass
everything. Exactly right.
A couple of questions. Does this thing talk about the concept of